Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville dance coach Heidi Feldman.
Had a lot of exciting things going on recently. You've had two fundraisers, one for dance team operations and another one supporting the community.
Yes, absolutely. Last Saturday, we had a garage sale, and it was a free will donation based garage sale, and all of the funds we raised were toward the dance team, and we did so well. Again, we cannot thank the community enough for, you know, coming and supporting us. It was really excellent. We even, you know, had some people come in, take a walk around, and then, you know, put some money in the bucket and didn't leave with anything. So we had some support that way. It was really nice. And everything that we didn't sell, we ended up dividing up and donated to, like, all books and toys and some of the little kid clothes. We donated to Stepping Stones. We donated some to the Knoxville, the high school costume shop, like, you know, brighter pieces, that kind of stuff that the costumers could use for plays and musicals, those kinds of things. We took like 7 big bags of clothing, men's, women's, children's, to Helping Hands. And then, you know, houseware stuff and those kinds of things we kind of divided up and gave to either Helping Hands or Goodwill. So we got, we were able to help out some of our community organizations with the leftover merchandise from the garage sale.
You also had the Knoxville Stars of Tomorrow talent competition.
Yes, it was fabulous. It was so much fun. We'd encouraged acts ranges ranging from 5 to 17, 18 years old to sign up, and we had 13 acts that competed in 3 different age groups. We charged a $5 admission at the door, and we had people's choice buckets for each contestant, and any money that they put in those, any money that the audience members put in those was to vote on the act. And all of the money that we raise will be allocating to different various local charities. I honestly haven't had a chance to add up everything yet, but I think we made around $800 total. So we'll be dividing that up in a few different ways to help some local charities. So we were very excited about that.
Well, that's fantastic. What was attendance like?
Attendance was good. You know, it's the first year we did it, so I think it was a lot of family, friends of the participants, and then, you know, just a handful of community members that like to support the arts. I talked to a few people that I know that were there, and, you know, summer is a little tricky, so it might be something that as we learn and we go, you know, we might move it to spring when school's still in session. Mm-hmm. So more people are around, you know, people have a tendency to go on vacations and stuff during the summer months. And so it was kind of a little bit of a learning experience for me. If we are to continue it, which I would love to make it an annual thing, we might move it a couple months early and have it, you know, in April or May and have it be a spring event in hopes that we would get more attendance and get more participants. And you always have to, you know, you have to start somewhere.
And just tell us a little bit more about those performers.
Yeah, we had two in our petite division, which was our 5 and 6-year-olds. And then we had 4 in our junior division, which was like 10 through 12-year-olds. And then the teen division was 13 and up. And it was excellent. We had a variety of singing and dancing, some piano playing, some... A girl played the piano while she sang, which was awesome. We had, you know, somebody sing a cappella, a couple actually sing a cappella with no music at all, which is difficult to do. And, you know, you rely on that backing, that music backing to kind of help support you. So they really, you know, were just there up there singing their words and telling their stories. And it was really fun. It was a variety of music styles too. There was some country music, there was some pop music, there was, you know, musical theater, and it was just a lot of fun.
Thanks again to Heidi Feldman. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home. celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.